the Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 3rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Tomorrow, Wisconsin voters will head to the polls for the statewide spring election, which includes the high-profile state Supreme Court race. Election watchdogs say campaign spending levels should prompt reforms.
The race to fill a seat on Wisconsin's high court has shattered campaign spending records with nearly $40 million in contributions. The outcome of the contest will affect the court's ideological balance, making it attractive to donors. Jay Heck of the nonpartisan group Common Cause Wisconsin says the loosening of state campaign finance laws in recent years is a big factor here.
We now allow in this state coordination between outside special interest groups and candidate committees, including for the Supreme Court.
The court has had a conservative majority for some time now, sparking backlash about such matters as gerrymandered political maps that favor Republicans. Even with those concerns in mind, Heck says all voters lose when judicial campaigns are allowed this much access to financial support. I'm Mike Moen.
Now we head to Washington State, where their Cap and Invest program has held its first carbon auction and is getting ready to invest these funds in climate action. Our Eric Tigetoff has more in this A Grist Solutions Journalism Washington News Service collaboration.
The auction raised $300 million and all its permits for emitting carbon sold out. The funds will go to such projects as building clean energy and reducing emissions from buildings and transportation. Kelly Hall with the nonprofit Climate Solutions says the success of the auction is a good sign.
This auction shows that there's a strong market and that we can anticipate significant investments in future biennia as well.
Washington's auctions will take place four times a year. At least 35% of the revenue collected will go toward projects that benefit communities disproportionately affected by pollution. Which projects are funded will become clear once state lawmakers settle on a budget toward the end of the session this month.
The Cap and Invest program is designed to help Washington State meet its climate goals. Lawmakers have set a goal to cut carbon emissions 95% below 1990 levels by the year 2050. Now from CNN, the death toll rose to 32 Sunday after a batch of ferocious storms and tornadoes devastated communities across the American South and Midwest. Meantime, parts of the Southern Plains braced for their own round of severe weather. The storm outbreak Friday spawned more than 50 tornado reports in at least seven states where tornadoes crushed homes and businesses, ripped roofs off buildings, splintered trees, and sent vehicles flying. CNN notes that in Wynn, Arkansas, at least four people died. It was cleaved in half by one such tornado. This is Public News Service. Now to the state of Maine, where lawmakers are considering a bill to expand Maine care to all low-income residents, regardless of immigration status.
LD 199 would ensure that everyone who is eligible for coverage under the state's Medicaid program, including non-citizen residents, can receive care. Consumers for Affordable Health Care Policy Director Kate Endy says everyone benefits when everyone can get the care they need when they need it.
You know, our healthcare system is most efficient and works best when everyone has coverage and the access they need.
The bill would reverse actions taken by former Governor Paul LePage, who prevented non-citizen residents from accessing Maine care. It also builds on efforts by current Governor Janet Mills to expand coverage to those who are pregnant and people younger than 21, regardless of immigration status. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
Opponents say lawmakers should ensure U.S. citizens have their needs met before extending benefits to new immigrants. But supporters say expanding Maine care to all immigrant adults also will help kids. And data shows chronic conditions such as diabetes, obesity, and heart disease have increased since the start of the pandemic. But there is a new campaign underway to address the problems.
At age 25, Bowling Green resident Harlan Holmes found out he had high blood pressure. He said the diagnosis scared him and he began running, eventually training for a local marathon.
I was never athletic in school. I didn't start running until my 20s or exercising, doing anything. My career is more of a sedentary lifestyle in information technologies.
Kentucky is just one of five states where more than 30% of residents report being physically inactive, according to 2022 data from the CDC. Raise Your Guard is a partnership between the Foundation for a Healthy Kentucky and the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
Finally, our Deborah Van Fleet lets us know students in six rural Nebraska school districts will be riding to school in new electric school buses beginning next fall.
The districts were awarded grants from the 2022 round of the Environmental Protection Agency's Clean School Bus Rebate Program. The EPA received $5 billion over 5 years from the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act to replace older diesel buses with low or no emission ones. The Nebraska districts will receive nearly $400,000 to cover the cost of the bus and the charge infrastructure. Cal Finke, superintendent of Summerlin School District in Ewing, says the opportunity was hard to pass up.
To buy a diesel bus right now, it's around $120,000. The grant that I received basically will pay for the electric vehicle bus that we just purchased. So, I mean, it's good for the district.
Finke says it costs his district around $200 a week to fill one of their diesel buses.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting a week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's an interesting radio station's your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.